This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Well, it's Monday, so that means, when Mondays go the way they're supposed to go, when we actually begin the week with Monday, that normally means that I'm going to get into whatever mischief we can get into, and we're going to lead off with that with writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. How was your weekend?
It was interesting.
Did you get to the range?
No, I did not get to the range. That'll be next week. That'll be this coming weekend. This coming weekend is going to be range day. So, yes, going to the range again to shoot other new things.
Well, since you had a little free time this weekend?
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, okay. I was surprised. I guess I understand why, but when I looked at the photos that were taken, I didn't see you in Louisville, Kentucky at the state meetup of Moms Demand Action. There were only 30 participants. A big striking individual like you would have shown out, so I don't think you were hiding in the crowd.
No.
I figured out why there's so few people that would attend an anti-gun rally like that, Bill. The average person is smarter than a politician or a liberal broadcaster.
Oh, well.
That's a pretty low bar.
Yeah.
But think about it. After the recent shootings in Virginia Beach, Democrat politicians said U.S. gun owners were the ones causing mass murder like this. And the journalist just nodded like sheep. Yep. Oh, that's got to be true. And both of them are fantastically wrong, amazingly wrong.
Right.
The real mass murderers are the people who claim to be for gun safety. And if you dig into the data a little bit, you'd have to uncover a few facts. But it's shocking. And our biased media is selling spin rather than truth. You and I know that guns save lives. And I'm blessed that the ninjas are here. They listen to you. They know it, too. They know that honest citizens defend themselves thousands of times every day. The average headline surfer, he doesn't know that. And that thousands of times a day, that's not a rhetorical flourish that a politician throws out. That's not a Barack Obama, not one dime moment. Look, those are what the statistics say. We defend ourselves about every 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Call it 100 times an hour, 2,800 times a day.
That's on the low end. That's on the low end.
And I've heard you bring that up time and again. Thank you. But so what do gun control laws really do? I mean,
well,
think of it.
They do two
Go
things.
Ahead.
They do two
yeah?
things. They actually do a number of things. But let's talk about the first thing they do, which is they don't stop anything.
No.
They don't stop anything. The next thing they do is, for everybody that passes these, and all of the sheep that out there believe, well, I know this is going to work. Well, it isn't. You're getting a false sense of security on that one. And the other thing it does is those that constantly are making it harder to arm, for people to arm themselves, are making it easier for people to be hurt. So they're actually rampage killing enablers.
You're exactly right. You don't see those, what are they, a million self-defense events because the good guys, you, me, our neighbors, were wonderfully reluctant to press the trigger. We don't want to hurt anybody.
Yeah.
And criminals run away. I mean, very few people will charge a knife or a gun. Just like police officers, when the criminals see they have an armed victim, they go, nope, something else.
Smart ones.
Not every street on every night, but it adds up to, yeah, as you say, about a million times a year.
So, I mean, yeah. Yeah,
go ahead.
Are you talking, was it one of the Orange, were they, was it the Day of Orange? Was that, was
yeah,
that the event?
Yeah, that was
talking?
It. Yeah.
I actually went to one of those here.
I've been where?
In Greenville, South Carolina. Now, they didn't know who I was or what I was doing. I was just standing there. And I was listening to all of their really bad misinformation. And I'm going to be charitable, and I'm going to believe that they just didn't know what they were talking about. Other than that, if they did know what they were talking about, then they were lying through their teeth. But the biggest part of it was where they were standing, they were probably surrounded by gun carriers. And I was one of them. and I like to say it out loud, and I've said it out loud here locally. Whenever I filled in since that happened, you guys were safe that day because I was there. And you guys didn't know I was there. And if you had known.
I wonder if I can get a red shirt that says armed security and open carry at one of their events. Wouldn't that be.
What is the buying orange? What is that, or dressing in orange? What does that signify?
When I read their story, they said orange means we shouldn't be shot, just like a hunter's orange.
I thought orange was a jumpsuit. I thought it was yellow that you don't get shot in. I thought the orange jumpsuit was when you go to jail.
Well, you touched on it. Disarming the good guys doesn't stop the bad guys.
No.
And that's what a lot of their speeches just glaze right over. I mean, Virginia Beach is the classic example. That was a gun-free zone. But you talk about it every week. Think of where are we getting killed in the gun-free zones, like our offices, Virginia Beach, movie theaters, gun-free restaurants, schools, churches. That's where the murderers go to kill us, where they know we're disarmed.
Yep. That's where they go.
And that's only part of it, because I did some analysis, it was a year or so ago, the numbers have changed, but not by much, that said, look at all the fees we demand and the hours of training we demand to get a carry permit. That discourages about half of the people that want their permit, so that's about 10 million people that now go disarmed when they want to protect themselves. Those are 10 million more disarmed victims in public. That's about 30,000 aggravated assaults a year that we could avoid if we would let them carry. So 30,000 people, 30,000 assaults, and I think I saw the number that was about 1,500 murders that I just saw that could be prevented. That's mass murder.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it is.
So the guys who say they're protecting us are getting us killed. They don't tell you and won't tell you that we have 23,000 gun control regulations today. And those laws are disarming the good guys who obey the laws, and they're ignored by the bad guys who ignore laws every day. Wow. Wow, we're disarming our armed neighbor. We're keeping him helpless.
Yep. And we're headed to the first break.
Okay.
So,
something else after.
Yeah, we'll get into that in just a second. You can find the stuff that Rob does at Slow Facts WordPress blog, at ClashDaily.com, and at Ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Custom, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows. Microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right, and now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code, SAVE30, sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
The home of the binary trigger, the home of reformation, the home of providence. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. So we're talking to Rob Morse to kick the week off. So where would you like to steer, sir?
I'd like to stay at Virginia Beach for a little bit.
Okay.
Because when ideas fail that big, we really should learn from it rather than repeat it over and over. I mean, think of it. Here we had a disgruntled employee in a gun-free zone who brought a gun to work and murdered people. The murderer passed a required background check. He wasn't a criminal, and that background check, which appropriately named looks backwards, failed to predict his future behavior.
Right.
Background checks never find new criminals, ever. Concealed carry licensing didn't disarm this murderer, and yet they say we really need to have stricter licensing for gun control. Really? To do what besides make more bureaucrats and disarm more honest people? Virginia recently passed local preemption. In fact, that local preemption, letting municipalities impose laws that were more severe than state law, actually enabled the murderer. Virginia Beach declared its municipal buildings a, quote, gun-free zone, but they didn't post armed guards. This disarmed the victims, but not the murderer. We actually asked one of the victims who was shot, and he said, man, you know, I was thinking of carrying my gun that day. I was afraid of this guy. But this was a gun-free zone, and I didn't want to lose my job. That's a confession of failure, no matter yes. how you try and disguise it. We regulate firearm suppressors. I'm trying to get one. It takes months to go through the ATF. That didn't detect or disarm this murderer. So what does all that bureaucratic delay accomplish? Nothing. It fails. Now, the cops were there in minutes, literally, I think, right around 120 seconds, 2 minutes.
Sure.
Which is shockingly fast. But then there was an electronic key card access that kept the police outside the municipal building. The police department was just on the other side of the parking lot. But we're going to have security. We're going to only allow authorized people in. Security works both ways. The elevated stairway that was on this building, you know, it's not that low. They weren't worried about floods. It was designed to prevent a terrorist from crashing a vehicle into the main hallway of the municipal building. It also kept first responders outside. When I was working on school security, one of these very flat schools, everything at grade, the principal said, you know, I'm a little worried if we lock the doors, it'll keep the good guys out. And the fireman looked at me and said, oh, ma'am, no, don't worry. I can create an opening anywhere on this building. I need one. When he's driving a 40,000-pound vehicle, he'll make a hole if he needs it.
Sure.
With that elevated first floor, couldn't get in. Couldn't get in. And as expected, once the police finally, you know, broke enough windows to get in and engage the murderer with gunfire, there weren't any more innocents shot. Gunfire stops the bad guy. Wow. Wow. Thank you, Bill, for letting me bring that to the news, because I don't see that anywhere else. Did you see it and I missed it?
No, nobody put it out there. The thing about this is, and that's not, that's, you know, that's a relatively, that's just the way they do it. They're not going to bring that to the forefront. That's against the narrative. But that's indicative of what happens in one of these things. The time, the longer that guy, I think the figures works out for every minute that a rampage killer is undisrupted, he's killing 3 to 4 people for every minute.
I think the first minute is higher.
Yeah.
I think it's like double that for the first minute, and then it settles down to that. One of the reasons, of course, is very few people stand there to be shot. The second minute, then the third minute, he has to go chase his victims. For part of the first minute, he's got a crowd to try and kill.
Pretty
quickly they thin out.
Yeah.
Wow. And what's just heartbreaking is the news media. Thank you for being a wonderfully outstanding exception. The news media doesn't tell us this. They just parrot the same old, yes, let's do more of the same silly stuff that just failed. And that passes for leadership amongst and cutting edge thought amongst the liberal media and Democrat politicians. Wow, that's
is that what they call it?
Look at all the presidential candidates. They say, yeah, we need more gun control. To a man, the Democrats are singing that song. To a man and woman, and maybe a Zer or cisnormative.
No. Let me explain to you how that works. As far as Bill is concerned, okay. If you're not a man or a woman, you're an it.
Oh.
Okay. You remember the Addams Family?
Ah.
Cousin It.
Of course.
You couldn't tell. You couldn't tell what Cousin It was. You couldn't tell by his voice.
Not from the hands.
Couldn't tell by his hands. Couldn't tell by anything. It was just a big, hairy clump with a bowler hat on. So if they want to be, it is a word. I've never heard of the word X-I-R. What is that? Who made that word up?
A liberal professor somewhere.
Okay, well, you don't get to make up your own language. You can make up your own opinions, but you can't make up your own facts or your own language. Or you can, actually, but normally they, you know, that's something they do in the movies. So tell me what your production is. Yeah.
Speaking of which, you just picked up a new gig.
Well, no, I didn't pick up a new gig. I just picked up a new affiliate, just one that I've been working at for about 4 years. But we're going into the next break. If you want to talk about that when we get back, we certainly can. The podcasts that Rob does. First of all, he does the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, which is unique here in the United States. Nobody else is doing one of those as far as I know. And the only time I really do it to the degree that I'm doing it right now is when Rob is actually on the show with me. So the other one is the Ensemble, the Polite Society podcast. All worth your time. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At least one person is dead after a helicopter crashed into the rooftop of a Manhattan skyscraper Monday afternoon. At a news conference, New York City Fire Commissioner Daniel Nigro said the fire caused by the crash has been extinguished.
The fire has been extinguished. There was some amount of fuel leaked, which we've mitigated. And right now, the building is safe.
At that same news conference, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says the crash does not appear to be terrorism. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is praising a deal between the United States and Mexico averting tariffs that were set to go into effect today.
The entire team from the Mexican government that came up, they came up because the president had raised the specter of 5% tariffs on their products. It's what prompted this series of conversations that took on a level of seriousness.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. A new survey found that Gen Z is not dragging their feet when it comes to home ownership. Nearly 60% of Gen Z wants to buy a home in the next 5 years, before the age of 30. This isn't just wishful thinking, as more than half have already started saving to achieve this goal. The latest Bank of America Home Buyer Insights report also found that if gifted $5,000, 80% of Gen Zers would rather save it for a down payment than spend it on their dream wedding. Kathy Cummings, Senior Vice President, Homeownership Solutions and Strategic Relationships, Bank of America.
Current homeowners' belief that owning a home is worth it is motivating prospective Gen Z home buyers to follow in their footsteps. Gen Z recognize they may face challenges, but that's not stopping them from taking actionable steps, such as getting a second job or making sacrifices, like moving in with their parents or in-laws to save for a down payment.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/homebuyersreport.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Talking to Rob Morse. I don't know, I was about to call you Roger Ward for some reason. I know that you
branded commercial.
Yeah, well, I do know that you have been in contact with him as that October class is coming up for the red dot sight thing. So that for some reason that was on my mind. So anyway,
I'm trying to do business with Roger. I'm eager to give him some more money.
There you go. He'll certainly take it. So you wanted to ask what you wanted to bring up.
Well,
the
I understand
the affiliate.
That after 4 years of effort, you're an overnight sensation at WORD.
No, I don't think I would call that an overnight sensation. what I did was this is the thing about radio, right? I can call every radio station out there, and I can say, listen, hi, my name is Bill. I do a radio show. It's all about guns and stuff and politics and guns and, you know, self-defense and guns. And I know I keep saying guns, but that's because I like it. And I can do that, and I can call everybody out there. And when I call, guess how many radio affiliates I get?
200?
None. Oh. Not a one. Now, if I hire somebody to go out there and get one, then for some reason, that sort of ends an air of credence to it. So I hired an affiliate relations headhunter named Joe Sparrow, who he's been in the industry for a very long time. And I told him, I said, I've been doing this show for 7 years now, and I don't have a single station in South Carolina. I've never had a station in South Carolina. And the station that I ended up getting And I'm sure some of the other areas around town or around the state would protest. But WORD is the biggest talk station in South Carolina. And it's getting on there was a gem. I mean, I fill in there all the time, but I'm doing somebody else's show when I do it. Yeah, but I'm filling in, I'm doing somebody else's show, but now they're going to start carrying Lock and Load. So what that will be is that they'll pick up the first 2 hours of the Friday show. So since I know with some of these other affiliates, I don't know which hours they take, but with the ones that are taking certain hours on certain parts of the day, because they kicked Tom Gresham's Gun Talk off to take me.
Whoa, look at you.
Well, you know, Tom isn't really doing the show anymore.
Yes.
His son is doing a show. So, you know, some people, they prefer Diddy, but, I don't know how that works. But, hey, I'm pleased to have finally have my vanity station. As soon as I got that, I called another station here locally that also had Gresham, and I was telling them that, they just got rid of him to take me on. And these guys that listen to you, that you say listens to Gresham, they're actually listening to me too, online and via the podcast. And dude tried to sell me his radio station. I just didn't have a. You can buy one, Rob, for $700,000.
Well, let me check. Oh, I'm a little short. Can you float me a loan till Friday?
I can't. You'll have to find the other $699.
Right.
Yeah. I don't even know how that would work. I don't want to be a radio station owner. I really don't.
Wait. You know our friend Amanda Suffacool.
Yeah.
She is a owner of a internet radio station. She bought it. She and some buddies bought it. It's in the middle of Ohio.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Well, the difference between an internet radio station and a terrestrial radio station is a terrestrial radio station has a tower.
Right.
And when something goes out on the tower, like the transponder, which is a very expensive piece, then you have to have someone climb the tower. and that's a specialized profession in and of itself. Cause that, they're climbing the tower. They're literally climbing the tower. And, yeah, an internet radio station might be somewhat safer.
Right.
No towers.
An electrician that makes high-altitude house calls. Oof.
Right.
Wow.
So. Plus, that's right. When you get up there and you're, 200 or 300 feet in the air, then you got to go to work.
Now you get to start.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Busting nuts and bolts loose and everything else, busting your knuckle and trying to be hooked up and everything and... No.
No, it's not me. You and I will stay down on the ground. There was a time when I might have. Those years are long, long past. I thought of some. You and I make fun of Dick's Sporting Goods. Remember them?
Yes, I do. Yes.
There was another gun company called United Sporting Companies.
Okay.
And ahead of the 2016 election, they said, I've got this investment plan. Hillary's going to win. She'll shut down guns. Therefore, we should really load inventory. And they just filed for bankruptcy because Trump won.
Let me tell you something. And the time we got left, a lot of people that are out there calling this the Trump slump, a lot of that is due. And I don't mean this in a wrong way. I mean, I understand what everybody was thinking at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I never thought Trump was going to lose, but I'm glad I don't own a gun company because I might would have bet against it. And a lot of people that are out there, we just had the biggest April we've ever had
for
NICS checks. We just had one of the biggest Mays we've ever had. And yet the problem is all of these people that went out and bought all of these AR-15s and all of these accessories and magazines and all this other stuff. And no, we're not having those kind of – there's no run on that right now. There's no run on AR-15s because nobody's going to ban them. And even if they started talking about banning them, everybody talks about banning them. But no, they can't ban them. That would have to be a law. Congress would have to pass it. Then the Senate has to pass it.
You know, I've actually wondered if some of these Democrat lawmakers, like, get a cousin to buy stock in a gun company and then create, like, a rumor that I'm going to ban guns just to watch the stock jump up. I wouldn't put it past them a minute.
There's another class of these guys that are going out there, and they're creating all kinds of turbulence against 401ks and anybody that might have.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that's, you know, I'm not a big 401k fan. So just because they are susceptible to the ebb and flow of opinion in certain cases, especially in this kind of case. But I've wondered about that. I have. But I don't care who's president. They're always coming for guns. Every time that something happens, they're yelling about guns. So
they are.
If that's the only time we're going to be able to sell guns, we should be selling guns all the time because they never shut up.
Well, the one recent exception, remember when for a week you could get a standard capacity mag in California?
Yeah, I do remember that. That was like 400,000. That was 400,000 sales right there. We'll be right back. You can find Rob either in the written word, Slow Facts WordPress blog, ClashDaily.com, and at Amoland.com, and as a podcast, self-defense podcast, Stories, and the Polite Society podcast. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.3% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Oh, my gut. We need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine. But thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. I've got to reshoot a video about one of those guns. That means I have to go take it out and shoot it again. Oh, no.
Aww.
Yeah. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I mean, somebody just asked me which network Amanda bought. Do you know?
It's an independent. It's just an independent. I think it was a historical AM station. And then they sold the license and just rolled into all internet.
Okay. Okay.
It's KRMA, Karma Radio.
Ah, okay. All right.
Did you guys hear that?
Anyway, you were saying.
did you see the interest? You know, I was claiming that Americans were too smart to believe the silliness about gun control. And I don't think that's unique to Americans, because I'm looking at the news out of Brazil and the news out of New Zealand. I just think the general person is a lot smarter than the politicians that represent them. Do you know the news articles I'm thinking about?
There's so many. Which ones? No, I don't.
Brazil has been working at it steadily since their new president took office. They just took another step, increasing the ability of honest citizens to own firearms for self-defense in Brazil. Before, they were restricted to calibers of .380 or less. You had to take a psychological test. You were only allowed to buy 50 rounds per year. They changed that to 5,000, so now we're talking. Taurus just reported 2,000 orders for its rifles, and its shares jumped by 8%. Vanderbilt did a study all across South America, and they found that it went from, used to be that only 21% of Brazilians said, yeah, I'd like a gun for self-defense. Now it went up to 43%. So, wow. Can we get Kimber to start selling in Brazil? Wow. It ought to take off. I bet Glock's already there.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Well, I would think so, wouldn't you? Well, I don't know what they carry. I don't know what weapons are out there for them.
Well, I think they're now allowed to, you know, go to the store and buy whatever they want. And they don't have to say, oh, I'm special and need a concealed carry permit. All they have to say is, I'm so special that I'm not a criminal. But that ought to be good enough.
Well, yeah, you would think so.
Well, I mean, the reason this matters is Brazil used to be frighteningly, shockingly violent. And I think that's going to change. Essentially, the police said, we're second responders. You guys are on the bleeding edge. Go fix this. And, well, it's a huge social experiment in the making. We're going to see, I mean, really, it's taking the liberal talking points and throwing them out the window. We're going to see how it works. We will conduct the experiment again. What did they call it in the United States? The Laboratory of Freedom?
Yes.
Well, we'll see it if it works in Brazil as well.
Well.
The other article that, again, just made me laugh, remember how the New Zealand Prime Minister, after the mass murder there that was in the mosque, said, hey, all you lackeys, I'm the PM, you all turn in your firearms. And it was less than one. It was what, one half of 1%
of 530.
Yes. I bet Dan's going to go crazy with that. I want to hear all about it next hour.
Well, Dan won't be here. He's doing something. John Bosch is coming on in his place.
All right, that'll work.
And we're going to talk about some stuff, and that, you know, we may go in that direction. I don't know what John wants to talk about, but it's certainly entertaining to consider.
And what? Go ahead.
Well, I mean, Brazil has what is their murder rate like per 100,000?
Makes Mexico look safe. Are they up around 14? I'd have to go look.
Oh, no, they got to be higher than that.
Four or five times what ours is.
Well, our violent crime rate is 387 per 100,000. And that's down from 412 what it used to be. Mm-hmm. So
But fortunately, very few of those are homicides. Thank you, Lord.
Well, only 17% of them are not drug related.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. So, yeah, and the more I learn about, I was writing up my self-defense gun stories again this morning, and I went, man, all these guys doing crazy stuff, they sound stoned. Too often I think I'm right. Wow. Ooh.
Yep. So, yeah, yes.
In New Zealand, what was so interesting to me is that there were recent revelations that the Chinese government helped make campaign contributions to the New Zealand Prime Minister. And then suddenly she goes, you know, all the guns should go away. And I went, oh, no, that's just too coincidental. I mean, it worked for Michael Bloomberg. Why not? He buys state governments. Can't New Zealand buy? Can't the Chinese buy a country?
Sure.
They already think they want to be socialist.
That's, yeah. I mean, if that's where they want to go. I mean, I got no aversions to that. I just, the problem that they're going to run into is the reason they've only had 530 guns turned in this particular instance is because the people that haven't turned in guns are saying, well, if you guys are doing a buyback, we want to know how much you're paying.
Oh, you think?
Yeah, because, you know, somebody with a $1,000 rifle and an $800 piece of glass, they don't want, all right, we're going to give you 200 New Zealand dollars for your gun. Oh, really? I bet you would. So they're waiting. I guess they're waiting to see how that goes, which that doesn't sound like socialism. That sounds like capitalism to me.
That sounds like a friend of mine who collected small bore sporting rifles from the turn of the century, early 1900s. Said it was just tragic when the Australians had their confiscation because guys would strip all the precious little bits off these jewels of guns. And he goes, yeah, we were getting just incredible sights and triggers and front sights. Everything that could come off a firearm was coming out of Australia. Ah, and he goes, the problem is for each beautiful rear sight we got,
it meant a firearm had been destroyed. Oh, heartbreak.
Yep.
Heartbreak.
Yep, yep, yep. So, New Zealand. I always wanted to go to New Zealand. I've always wanted to go to Australia. Although, you know, down in Australia, that's who they point to all the time. We should be like Australia. And they had a rampage killing with a gun that shouldn't exist there now. From a guy.
Two of them.
Yeah.
Their third after the buyback, right?
Yeah, yes. And dude had, tracking bracelets on him somewhere. He was a felon. How bad can that be when a felon can find a gun that shouldn't exist?
Is Dean back yet? Because he'll be all over.
Yeah, we talked about that Friday. Dean isn't back yet, but he's staying there till the end of the month.
Really? Wow! This is quite the trip for him.
Yeah.
He did this last year.
He did this last year. He just didn't call in.
Okay. But it bothers me that politicians have so politicized self-defense, and I know some people here who effectively do the same thing. They say, oh, no, the NRA should just be a single-issue organization. And I think to myself, haven't you heard of the phrase that the enemy of my enemy is my friend?
So yeah.
It's tough to figure out. Maybe we'll get a chance to talk about that next week.
Yeah, very likely. Anyway, I need to talk to you about the Friday thing anyway. But we'll do that later. And for those of you, find Rob either on the Slopex WordPress blog or on as a podcast, Self Defense Gun Stories and the Polite Society. Thank you for joining me, sir.
My pleasure, Bill.
All right. Coming up next, from the Truth About Guns and Guns Save Lives, John Bosch, this is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.